أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات still with regard to this ayat that the various tests Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to, and the explanation which those various tests were. Many explanations have come, and the main other narrations of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also in that is included the first 10 ayats of Suratul Mu'mineen. There also Allah explains great qualities of the believers which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested with, and which he completed perfectly and completely. So we also should try and see that those qualities come in us. With regard to them, Allah Ta'ala says that the believers have become successful, those who have completed these conditions which Allah Ta'ala had placed. The first of which is الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that those people who have got devotion in their namaz. Outward namaz must also be correct, and then our inside of our namaz, our concentration and devotion. And at this point also we all should think, we all know, for example, Zuhr is 12 rakats. But perhaps most of us who regard ourselves as righteous and pious also, and that we are reading namaz, we are only making 10. Many of us, Isha, we know, we have learned is 17 rakats. But many of us are just making 9. 4 faras, 3, 2 sunnat muakkada, 3 witr wajib. All the other namazes we are missing out. So that should not be the case. And then the inside quality of namaz, we know how weak we are. Further, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, those people who totally turn away from all unnecessary things, لا يعني things, things which are not necessary. How much we are involved with the cell phone, how much we are involved with sports, how much we are watching even just some comedies or films, all those things, all useless pursuits in our home, how many useless pursuits we are involved in. Our holiday making is a useless pursuit as well. How many things we are involved in. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, and those people who give their zakat properly. There also many of us, we just make an estimate, those who are giving zakat. But zakat has to be worked out properly, and it must be given, and that we should purify ourselves also. Now, spiritual purification, we are not even concerned about. We do realize we have to make wudu, we have to make ghusl. We know we have to bath, we know we have to use various soaps, and even men using shampoos and all other things. But the spiritual cleansing, that we are not concerned. The body we are cleaning, the soul and the heart, we are not even concerned about cleaning it. And all this is very briefly being explained, otherwise the details of each one of them will take a long time. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ, and those people who safeguard their private parts, where it is permissible for them, their wives, etc., that is in order. But besides that, they don't involve in any haram whatsoever. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَى ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ, and those who do transgress those limits, they are the ones who are destroying, who are going beyond the limit, and they are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, and amongst that is also that those people that for their amanat and their promises they make, they keep them in mind, they fulfill all their promises, all their agreements they make. We simply, we turn away, we get a better offer from somebody else and we turn away from that. Just to give one example of that, we are all perhaps aware of the Yulet sugar mill, which is owned by white people, and it started in a very small way. And at that time, the manager, the owner, had a car which he wanted to sell to a Tamil man in Durban, and he made an agreement for a certain price there for 350 rand in those days. Then he was offered 500 rand. He said, no, I've given my word. I told that person for 350, though 150 was a big amount, one third more he was getting. But he said, I gave my word. On that he got so much barakat that this huge sugar company that we all know has become an international supplier, etc. All because fulfilling that agreement. But we turn away from our word so easily. Just somebody else offers us something else, and then we break our promises, our agreements. That is also a very important point. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those in the ayat, the 10 qualities here started with namaz, reading namaz with concentration and devotion, and the 10 ayats end again on namaz, that those people who keep in mind their namazes properly. So namaz is a very basic element in our deen. If namaz is correct, our whole deen will be corrected. When our deen will be corrected, our dunya, our akhirat will be corrected. Our personal life, our public life, private life, everything will be corrected if we devote and try and make an effort. We all know our cars, 1500 kilometers must go for a service. Six months it must go for a service, but we never service our namaz. Just that namaz that we learned as children, we are just carrying on. And everything gathers dust, gathers dirt. Our bodies, our houses, everything has to be cleansed and has to be corrected. Our namaz also. We just making that namaz, how much it has become fallen into faulty, in becoming a faulty namaz, we are not correcting it. If really we understand and correct our namazes, everything else will be corrected as well. With regard to them, with regard to all these qualities in which Ibrahim a.s. was tested and he passed 100%. For us, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. These will be the inheritors of Firdaus, Jannatul Firdaus, and they will remain in there forever and ever. We are worried of our dunya's possessions. Loss in dunya is a big loss for us, but our loss of deen, we are not worried about. With dunya, a little bit some problems come, whatever they may be, we make it a very big issue. But the losses of deen, it comes in the hadith. A person who misses one namaz, it is like he has lost all his wealth and all his family. Nobody will pay condolences to that person. His whole family is wiped away, all his wealth is taken away if he misses one namaz. But our material wealth, somebody passes away, we all show our sorrow, which we must do also, and we must feel it also. But much more than that, when there is a deficiency in deen, and especially in namaz, if there's deficiency, we should feel that much, much more. And we should try and rectify and correct that much more. So as Allah had given Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam these qualities, he passed 100% in them. May Allah bless us also, that we at least think about these qualities, and that we at least make some effort to correct ourselves in all these qualities. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.